During the last legislative session, the Utah State Legislature decided to take a $3 million chance on a new educational program in a handful of schools this year. Titled the Smart School Technology Act, the program incorporates electronic learning as a supplemental platform to existing school curriculum.
Our curriculum in today's age is changing, and this pilot project is going to help us delve into that. You know, the rote learning drill and kill ideas of the past have not gotten us to where we need to be. And this is a tool that's really going to help our students create projects to solve problems and think critically for deeper understanding.
That's Provost Dixon Middle School Principal Jared Seitz. His school, along with North Sevier High School and Gunnison Valley Elementary, were selected to test new learning techniques with the iSchool program. The iSchool program matches up each student with an iPad to help enhance their learning experience.
For years, many of us have participated in the traditional dissection of a frog. There's an app for that now. And so there are so many unique opportunities across every single curriculum. But some of the most simple and basic things are for students to record themselves and to get immediate feedback based upon that, or immediate feedback from a writing program, or immediate feedback from a math tutorial that, as teachers, we haven't been able to give every single student every single day.
Principal Seitz doesn't believe the iPad will replace the needed help of a teacher in the classroom.
But just putting an iPad in the hands of a kid isn't going to automatically result, academic achievement results. The iPad is a powerful tool, but the teacher who coordinates the use of that iPad is an even more powerful tool. So.
Dixon Middle School will begin the iSchool pilot program this November. If it succeeds, Utah may soon begin to implement the program in more and more schools across the state.
We look forward to the results of what it's going to do for our students, not only in immediate things in our classroom, but long-term having our students be literate in technology. To be able to go into life without a fear of any technology at all is going to give them a leg up. Our world is constantly changing, and the iPad is just one of many tools that our students can use. But their confidence level is going to go through the roof, and that's what we're really excited about.
For Utah Public Radio and Provo, I'm Stephen Tanner.